Day 157, GC Standard 307. 7 hours. Sissix fought with the controls, trying to think through the fear and the din of voices.
No buoys! Ashby yelled. Jinx, did you hear me? Kizzy!
Ahead 14 Ibans, Ohan said. I can't, Sissix said. We're all over the place. But we must, Ohan said. The space behind us will...
Yes, I know,
she snapped. Without a cage, the newly punched hole would be closing rapidly. And without normal space bracing them from behind, they'd be tossed around like a bird in a gale if they sat in one place for too long. She could already feel the ship trembling.
Lovey? Damn it! Anyone!
Ashby said. Shit! The Voxes are down!
Jinx won't drop buoys now, Corbin said. He's got too much sense for that. He knows what would...
Sissix, 14 Ibans now, shouted Ohan. Sissix hissed profanities as she tried to stabilize the ship. Her readouts were flickering, and the propulsion strips kept veering out of control. Her vision swam, as it always did in the sublayer, and without readouts or any visible stars, she had nothing to orient herself by. She clenched her jaw and punched controls.
I'm disabling the safeties. We'll be off kilter, but it should give us enough push to...
Sissix, Corbin began. Her feathers stood on end. If you think I care about the fucking conservation levels right now...
You think I care? He said. Use what you need.
She glanced back and met his gaze. Can we keep this in high the whole trip?
Yes.
He looked at his readouts. Yes, we have enough. His eyes were frightened, for sure.
Do whatever you need. I'll watch it close.
She gave him a quick nod and cast a glance over her flashing readouts.
Damn it, Kizzy, I need...
She grimaced, remembering the Voxes. The Wayfarer lurched as the sublayer began to fall in around them.
14 Ibans?
Yes,
Ohan said.
Stars help us, she said.
She threw the ship forward. Kizzy tore off the primary access panel leading to the nav grid. All through the engine room, lights flashed, tubes groaned, walls shook. Everything sounded wrong.
I've got to get to the core, Jenks yelled across the room. We've got to get the Voxes back.
There's no time, Kizzy said, staring at the mess in front of her. If the main routing cable is fried, that'll take hours.
I need you here.
Her eyes flashed over the damaged circuits. She ran back towards the tool cage, her steps feeling thick and slow. The sight of her engine room falling apart would have been bad enough in normal space. In the sublayer, with time weaving in and out, it was a nightmare.
We can't access the damage without Lovey.
I have eyes, she said, grabbing fistfuls of tools. There was a loud, wet pop from a nearby wall, the sound of a fuel line breaking.
Oh, stars, get that!
She ran back to the access panel, trying to determine where to start. It was going to be a hack job fix, but she had no choice. She'd put it back together later, if they got out of this. She watched the circuit lights scurry around the grid, their patterns wild and unfamiliar.
Shit! Sissix has the safeties off!
Great, Jenks said, ripping open the other wall. Fuel sprayed fast from the burst line. Lashes of thick green goo arced out, spattering the walls and pooling on the floor. Kizzy watched the circuits, her mind racing. Without the strips working at full capacity, Sissix needed the extra oomph, no question. But on Kizzy's end, having the safeties off made her task of repairing the grid while in use all the harder. With Lovey stuck in the core, and without knowing what Sissix was planning to do next, she'd have to guess at what to patch. And a bad guess could send them spinning out of control.
I need to know what she's doing up there.
I've got it, Jenks said, dropping his tools. He pulled out his scrib and darted away from the steadily flowing fuel.
Give me 5 minutes. I can network everybody's SIB transmitters together. We'll all have to hang on to our scribs, but...
Genius, she said.
Do it. Then come help me.
What about the...
Leave it, she said, and almost laughed. How screwed were they that a broken fuel line was the least of her worries? If we can't fly, it won't matter.
Rosemary came stumbling round the corner, bracing herself against the groaning walls, her steps halting and uneven. Kizzy remembered walking that way once, during the first days of her sublayer training.
Give me something to do, Rosemary said.
Why aren't you out?
Jenks said. There wasn't time to get dosed, she said. Dr. Chef went to be with Ohan, and I know I'm no tech, but... Kizzy took Rosemary by the wrist, ran over to the fuel line, and pushed her crewmate's hands against the gushing tear.
Press down hard. And whatever you do, do not let go.
Hours crawled by, but Sissix did not feel them. All she could feel were the controls beneath her hands, and the constant shudder in the floor plating, and the sublayer making her world blur. With the bore still active, the ship was creating a sort of temporary tunnel, just big enough to keep moving forward. But without buoys, the gap around them only lasted a few minutes, giving them little time to calculate their next move. Her readouts held steadier now, but the grid was still fighting to do its job. So was their navigator.
"I need a heading," Sissix said, feeling the shudder grow stronger.
"Yes," Ohan said, panting.
Yes.
Dr. Chef crouched alongside them, holding them by the shoulders. Ohan's hand trembled as it darted across his scrib, calculating faster than Sissix had ever seen.
6.95 ibens, straight up.
We're over halfway now,
Ashby said.
You can do this, Ohan.
Yes, of course we can. Of course we can.
Ohan drew in a ragged breath.
7. No. 8.
Sissix whipped her head around as Ohan's stylus clattered to the floor. The cyanate pair had slumped back against Dr. Chef, raising their trembling arms.
No!
Ohan cried.
No. Not now.
Their fingers hung limp, like puppets with the strings cut. They stared at their useless hands in horror. Ashby leapt to his feet and ran over, fitting a vial into the syringe that Dr. Chef had given him earlier.
Give it here, Dr. Chef said.
Quickly, gently, he pushed Ohan's head towards the floor, exposing the shaved patch on the back of their neck. He looked at Ashby. This was going to be taxing enough. Under normal circumstances, heightened adrenaline is not the best thing for them right now. He slipped the needle into the bruised skin. Ohan gasped, their arms jerking ghoulishly. Sissix felt ill, but she did not look away. The shudder in the floor swelled again. Her pulse raced to match it. Ashby retrieved the stylus from the floor.
Ohan?
Ohan drew in a terrible breath, like wind through dry leaves. They reached out to take the stylus. Sissix closed her eyes in relief, then looked at the pair again.
Hey, she said.
Ohan looked up at her.
We can do this, you and me together. We're a good team.
Her throat grew tight.
We've always been a good team.
Ohan blinked once and took up their calculations with furious resolve.
We will not let you down.
Kizzy knelt on the floor, her hands deep in the guts of the aft propulsion drive. Waves of heat pushed back against her face.
Sissix! She shouted toward her scrib. I've got a processing unit that's about to fry. I need to shut down the secondary aft strip.
How long?
She shut her eyes and shook her head, trying to think.
I don't know. An hour, maybe.
Stars, Kizzy,
I know. But if I don't fix this thing now, you won't have it for the exit.
But I will have it then.
I don't know. In theory, definitely not if I do nothing.
Can I get it up any faster than that?
I'll do my best.
So will I.
Sweat ran down her face, making rivulets through the gunk and grime on her skin. She leaned back from the heat of the damaged strip and unzipped the top half of her jumpsuit, tying it around her waist. Her undershirt clung to her back. She flipped open the manual service panel on the outside of the drive casing and punched in commands.
Stars, I need Lovey right now.
The voxes were still down, and since Lovey didn't seem to be working with any systems on her own, she had to have lost access to her monitoring network. Kizzy knew she must be going nuts, stuck in the core when she knew the ship was in trouble. Maybe it was better that way. At least she didn't know how bad it was. The strip powered down. Kizzy leaned back, wiping her brow. This was not what she'd signed up for. Kizzy? It was Rosemary. Her clothes still caked with fuel, now dry. Her face was grim, and Kizzy knew it wasn't just because of the obvious. Rosemary had never been trained for sublayer work, and even running errands back and forth had to be hell on her. Here. She reached into her satchel and pulled out a bottle of water and a ration bar. Kizzy unscrewed the bottle top and brought it to her mouth. Her lips and tongue sucked up the moisture greedily. She took several gulps and gasped.
Oh, stars, you're a hero.
She finished the rest, ripped open the ration bar pack with her teeth, and knelt back down.
Get some to Jenks, too, she said, taking a bite of bland, dense protein.
Am doing, Rosemary said. Where is he now?
Algae Bay. Corbin's down there, too. The pumps are getting...
The ship rocked hard as Sissix willed them towards a new heading. Kizzy braced herself against the floor, grabbing hold of the edge of the drive. Rosemary wasn't so fast. She hit the opposite wall and tumbled off her feet. Kizzy waited for the rocking to stop. She could hear the voices from the control room over the scrib. Sissix swearing, Ashby firmly saying,
Ohan, stay with me. We haven't got that much longer.
As the trembling in the floor died down, she turned her head towards Rosemary.
You okay?
Rosemary pulled herself up against a panel, her jaw clenched tightly. A fresh cut on her upper arm started oozing red. She watched the blood run down, but her eyes were somewhere else.
Whoa, hey, no,
Kizzy said, scrambling over. She knew that look. That was an I am completely done look. And they so did not have time for it right now. She took Rosemary's bloody arm. It wasn't a bad cut, just a long one. She tore a length out of the sleeve of her jumpsuit and wrapped it round the wound. Look at me, Rosemary. Look at me. She tied off the fabric, trying to find the right words. She tried to think of something wise and clever that would snap Rosemary back, but she wasn't wise and clever. She was just some hack-job tech who was making it all up as she went along, who might very well be killing them all with some badly patched circuit or some frying pathway she'd overlooked. And what the fuck had they done for those four-legged animals to fire at them anyway? She took a breath. She took a breath and thought of an Aeluan woman with a badass armored vest, surrounded by buddies dripping with guns, telling her that she was scared of fish. Rosemary, listen. I am right where you are. I'm feeling that too.
I'm sorry, Rosemary said, her voice catching. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
No, listen.
She took Rosemary's face in her hands and looked her in the eye.
Stop trying to not be scared. I'm scared. Sissix is scared. Ashby is scared, and that's good.
Scared means we want to live, okay?
So be scared. But I need you to keep working, too. Can you do that?
Rosemary pressed her lips together and shut her eyes. She nodded. Kizzy kissed her friend's forehead. Okay, so here's what you need to do. Get to the algae bay, give the boys some water and food, then come back to me. I'm gonna need a tool runner. Got it?
Rosemary looked at her, her eyes more steady. Got it. She got to her feet, squeezed Kizzy's arm, and ran back down the hallway.
Kizzy drove back to the drive, tools in hand. All right, you fucker, she said, peeling back the casing of a cable bundle. You're gonna do as I say.
The exit cage was closed. Its signal blinked invitingly on Sissek's console, their port in the storm.
We're coming in too fast, Ashby said. Nothing I can do about that, Sissek said.
With the grid patched together as it was, she wouldn't be able to ease them in.
Everybody, strap down. He glanced at his scrib. You guys get that?
We're on it, Jenks replied.
Please get us the hell out of here.
Ohan, exit, Sissek said. 9.45 Ibans ahead, Ohan gasped. 6.5 starboard. 7.96. 0.96.
Sissek turned round just in time to see Ohan's eyes roll back in their head.
Up or down, she said. Up or down.
But there was no answer. Ohan was seizing. A dozen distressed sounds burst from Dr. Chef's mouth.
Black canister, top drawer, third from the left, he said. Go!
Ashby bolted out of the room, faster than hand feet could run. Sissek looked at her controls. Everything went slow and quiet, but it had nothing to do with the sublayer. She could hear nothing but blood roaring in her ears. Up or down? How many times had she done this, and yet she couldn't answer such a simple thing on her own? Up or down? The floor began to shake. Up or down? She couldn't guess, even though the odds were good, even though they'd be torn apart if she did nothing. They could come out in the wrong place or the wrong time. They could come out inside a planet or another ship. 50-50 chance. And yet... Ashby came back and tossed the canister to Dr. Chef. The doctor pulled out a medical device and pressed it against Ohan's wrist patch. A second went by. Two. Three. The tremors stopped. Ohan went rigid, their mouth falling open.
Ohan, Ashby said. Ohan, do you remember what you were doing?
Yes, Ohan whispered, then frantically crying out, their eyes wild.
Up! Up! Ashby, strap down, Sissek yelled, working the controls as fast as she could, punching in 3, 2, 1.
She slammed her hand on the controls. The ship broke through, too fast, hurtling out of the sublayer and straight for the upper pylons of the cage.
Shit!
She sent them starboard, hard, gritting her teeth as she tried to throw the bulky ship aside. Kizzy was yelling something about the portside strip, but she didn't have time to hear what it was before she felt the strip give out, sending them into a tumble. Sissek worked fast, angling them toward an empty gap. The Wayfarer groaned in protest, but she didn't listen. She pointed their nose toward the gap and shut down the remaining strips. They passed the pylons, flying clear, coasting into empty space. Sissek put her elbows on her knees and her head in her hands. Behind her, she heard Dr. Chef mutter something comforting before carrying the wheezing Cyanid out of the control room. She heard Ashby unbuckle his safety harness and walk over to her. She felt him press his palm against her back. She did not look up.
We're okay, she said.
She didn't know if he was speaking to her or to himself.
We're okay.
She ran her palms up through her feathers, breathing hard, keeping her head down.
Are we all okay?
Kizzy lay down on the engine room floor. Rosemary sat slumped against the wall. Neither of them spoke. There was nothing to say.
Kizzy started laughing all the same.
"What's so funny?" Rosemary said.
Kizzy pressed her feet against the floor as laughter welled up from her belly.
"I don't know."
She covered her eyes with her palm.
"I don't know. I'm gonna have so much shit to clean up."
She cackled, holding her side with her other hand. She peeked through her fingers at Rosemary, who had joined in the laughter, though from the bewildered look on her face, it was definitely directed at Kizzy. Kizzy half-heartedly threw a dirty rag at her.
"Oh, fuck! I need a drink. And some smash. I'm going over to whatever the closest station is, and I am going to get laid. Stars, if there was ever a time that I deserve to get laid, it's right fucking..."
"Wait," Rosemary said, turning her head. "Did you hear something?" Kizzy sat up, falling silent. There was nothing but the hum of the engine room, the out-of-balance clicks and whirs of all the shit she'd have to fix. Then, a voice, from way down the corridor, down by the core.
"Kizzy!"
"Jenks."
"Kizzy, help!"
She was on her feet before she knew it, her boots pounding loud against the metal floor. She skidded to a stop at the core doorway. Lovey's core was still glowing, still functional, but the surrounding walls, covered with the little green lights that Jenks checked so carefully twice a day, were now a maze of blinking red. Kizzy pressed her palm against her mouth.
"Kizzy,"
Jenks said. He was down in the pit, throwing his gloves aside.
"Kizzy, I need my tools. I need my tools right now."
He ran his hands over the surface of the core.
"Lovey, can you hear me? Lovey, Lovey, say something!"